Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. Here we are, the 20th of December. It is so bizarre to me in terms of how quickly time has really gone by. You know, the rapidness of what December has been. I mean, it's hard to believe that it's been 2 weeks already since the super full moon, and we're still going through a really intense reset, you know? And because of that, there is this wave of energy that seems to be sweeping through all of our lives. And I mean, it's all really good, of course. I mean, there are physical shifts that are taking place. There are esoteric shifts that are taking place, and everything is what is helping us, you know, to really step up and into our life in roles as being leaders, as teachers, as you know, even what we can call that whole light worker you know, title. It's not something that I really like to tag on to, but it is something that many people can relate to. Now, it is the perfect time. Here we are in December, and it's today especially, that we take a look at not only our own internal spiritual journey of what goes on, but kind of how that plays into the grander schemes of things. As I've said over and over and over, that this 2017, it's like hasta la vista, baby, because this 2017 has been a bit of a chaotic adventure, to say the least. It is this year of new beginnings. We have been in this place for the last 12 months where we have been taking a look at, you know, who we want to be when we grow up, what we want to do, what contribution can we be to humanity in utilizing our gifts, our talents, and how can we, you know, take this to assist people in our everyday life. You know, sometimes it can be on a bigger stage. Sometimes it can be helping, you know, an impact on humanity within your own community or even within your own home. And so right now, you know, as I said, we've been taking a look, we've been making a game plan, we've been trying to figure out how it is that we feel called to serve. You know, our souls are really stepping up this year, or have been pushing us, as I said, to step up. And in that, it has been, again, the chaos, a little bit of turbulence. We've had a lot of upheaval emotionally. There have been probably, for many people, maybe you included, really massive wake-up calls. We've seen that play out, of course, in the media around the globe and everything that, you know, everything that's been happening. And it's not by chance. It is the universe stirring everything up within us to take a look at what we truly desire for our life and what we truly desire for our world. And so it has definitely not been an easy unveiling, to say the least. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about what some of those growing pains have been personally for me this year, as well as helping to give some insight into helping you to feel better about the fact that, you know, if it's playing out for you, there is great purpose behind all of it, even though it can be very painful, it can be very difficult, and it can have us questioning everything about who we are and what we do. But before I get into that, I think it's really exciting to say that 2018 is, you know, just around the corner. It is going to be an excellent year. And I say that because everything that we have been putting into play for, you know, for this next cycle within our lives, within this year now of new beginnings, everything that we've been laying foundation for will begin to take manifestation within the new year. Isn't that exciting? Think about 6 months from now where you would like to be. Great question to ask yourself, especially today, because right now the universe is calling all of us into action. It's a day to really get internal. It's a day to start asking ourselves, you know, some really deep questions in terms of, you know, what are our life aspirations? You know, what are truly my goals and dreams? We always look to the new year and, you know, the new year resolutions. or as I like to say, the New Year intentions. And today, more than ever, this is not about waiting to the new year. This is about looking deep within yourself now as to what it is that you would like to have in manifestation within your life over the next 6 months, with over the next 9 years. Today, you know, the energy is so super. It's like, it is just enveloping all of us to take a real look. I know my guidance has been for now for several weeks, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't always listen to my guidance. I don't always follow through right away with my guidance. I'm hoping I can help you to not be like me. But to just take a look, you know, in terms of getting clear, setting those intentions, making some sort of game plan in knowing that whatever we ask for, we shall receive from the universe. But we've got to ask first. So today is this day where we get to go within. We get to, you know, ask ourselves some of those internal questions. What are our potentials? What would we like to be doing? What is it, you know, that really attracts us or calls to us? And also, how do we want to be experiencing our life on a day-to-day basis? There is such a beautiful opening that has taken place today. And I think, you know, when we talk about manifestation, is understanding that it, you know, we are worthy, we are deserving, and you know, the cosmos are just waiting for us to ask. You know, a spirit, the angels, all the powers that be are waiting, but we must take some form of action into making that happen. So it's a great day to take a look at yourself internally, externally, spirit, mind, body, and begin taking some steps forward. 2018, wow, it is going to be, as I said, a great year. It's going to be a year where we begin to step into, you know, into everything. There can be career shifts. You might look at starting your own business. You might look at coming out of the closet, you know, for all the little mediums out there, of course, that are a part of my circle. You know, you might look at coming forward and beginning to do those readings and beginning to share all of your talents with the world. So that's the exciting stuff that's taking place. That is the action call for all of us. However, in the midst of all of this going on, there is some pain that comes along with it. And for those of you who find yourselves traveling on the spiritual path, where you perhaps you have just started your journey, you may even be several years already into things, and it's no different for me, that there have been some growing pains this year. There have been some really difficult challenges. We've been met with struggles, and those struggles within it, you know, again, have been painful, have created wounds, have really put us into a place of having to put, you know, to walk our talk and not just talk the talk. And that's really important, especially within this scope of this authentic self that is asking to be born and to be realized within all of us. And so, you know, things along the path, when we look back over this year, and it may not just be this year, it might be even your past that has been showing up lots for you. I mean, this year is the past, but I'm talking your childhood stuff that nobody likes to talk about. So these things will often hurt, and they sometimes will hurt beyond belief. Now, the beautiful thing about it is that on this spiritual journey, you know, the results of it provide more clarity. We get more wisdom. We suddenly have a deeper perspective. I truly don't believe that we are here to learn lessons. That is not what our spiritual journey is all about. But we are here to gather wisdom. We are here to gain that deeper perspective so that we can begin to make, you know, more conscious choices for our lives. I think what's really big is to realize that we're not alone. You're not alone in terms of the things, the struggles, the challenges that you've been through, and I'm not alone as well. And that's really important, because sometimes we can feel very isolated on this spiritual path, even though we're beginning to find all of our peeps. We're beginning to connect with our people, our tribes, our circles. It can still feel like a very internal, lonely journey. So we're going to take a look today, as I said, at some of those common spiritual growing pains, and, you know, how we can begin to identify where our wisdom is coming from so that we can get clarity. You know, life asks us of all kinds of things, and life has a way of unfolding purpose to us. I was just speaking with a client the other day, and I was encouraging her to take a look at what her challenges have been over this last year, what it is that she discovered for herself, how it is that she was able to heal and move forward from it, and then begin to take a look at what service she could begin to offer within her business to help other people in the same capacity. You see, that's what life does, that life takes us through these experiences, through these struggles, to help answer our prayers, to help define purpose, to give us the clarity of what we've been looking for. And 2017 has been a year of unearthing exactly that. So life has showed up for all of us this year, you know? And you will find that sometimes there are experiences that seem to keep reoccurring in your life. And those things that are reoccurring in your life are what are supporting you in becoming more authentic and more connected. Now, connected on that very human level, as well as connected on that spiritual, you know, that spiritual forum. And so the pain that we can feel, you know, of course, pain is temporary, right? But that it is a catalyst that actually propels us forward into purpose. But sometimes we get very lost in what is taking place. We become very detached, and we disassociate our human experiences as being part of our spiritual journey. You see, the thing is, every aspect of our life is the spiritual journey. Our spirituality is not something that we dabble in, that we put some practices into play every once in a while, or that we block an hour out of our week for, you know. This is about taking a look at life itself, these very human conditions that we go through. The suffering, the pains, the challenges, the upset. It's all a part of the spiritual journey. All of that hurt, as I said earlier, is a part of helping us to have more clarity, more wisdom, to gain that deeper perspective. It all is with purpose and on purpose and for purpose for each and every one of us. Okay? How you doing so far? Do you have some light bulb moments going on? I hope you do. I want to remind you that the phone lines open up after the commercial break. The number to call me at is 248-809-3475. If there's anything that you would like to share, any questions you have or challenges, perhaps something that is difficult for you to overcome right now where you are in your life, please, by all means, give me a shout, call in, be the voice for every single person that is out there. And of course, like always, if you do not feel brave enough to call, because I know it puts some of you guys on the spot, remember there is the Lighten Up Forum on Facebook. You can post your questions, your insight, you know, whatever you're looking for. And I will be checking into the forum throughout the show, you know, to have that conversation with you there. So remember, there are all kinds of ways for which you can, you know, engage and to get the help today on the show that maybe you've been seeking or searching for. All right. So know that as we are on this spiritual journey, and as every change takes place in our life, and every challenge and every, you know, episode, circumstance and situation plays out, that all of it, you know, is for that greater good. The key to dealing with our growing pains on this path of ascension is really to accept the flow as life, to work with reality in a way of being able to accept it instead of working against it. Now, our ego has a huge identity of who we are. It struggles with letting go of our former life, as well as our former self. And so because of that, it becomes a real mental, emotional game. And oh my gosh, and it has been, you know, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually challenging for me, even physically challenging over this last year. Now, as I said, there are common things that we all go through. And, you know, for me, one of the most common things is the doubting of myself, where, you know, I have clarity, or I believe I have clarity. I move into purpose within my business, within my life. I'm doing the work, so to speak. I'm creating my intentions. I'm putting the energy out there. I'm sending love. I'm asking and I'm opening to receive and I'm doing all of this work. And yet it feels like I'm not getting anywhere. You know, it's the very common question of where's my stuff? Where's my life? How come this isn't working the way that I thought it should be? You see, because my ego has some idealisms in place. My ego has some perceptions of what the fulfillment for my soul purpose actually, you know, would look like. And so through this, I've had to begin to take a look at the ways that I've been identifying myself based on my mind's perception of who I am, to going deeper inside to find, you know, what that highest self or that soul perception and purpose is. Now, as I said, the mental part of it, oh my gosh, being the Gemini that I am and all of the thoughts that I have and the stories that I can create about myself are like phenomenal. I mean, if you guys could be in my head sometimes, I know it would be a very scary place in consideration of that, but if you could be in my head sometimes, you would, the rapidness of what takes place and how quickly those stories can form is just bizarre. I mean, it's crazy how it plays out. But in that, you know, I can be my own worst enemy. I can be in a place of utilizing my mind with the optimism, with a place of being trustful or trusting and faith-filled. I can be optimistic. I can use my mind in as a great resource and to help and support me in, you know, moving forward in my life. But sometimes, and more often than I sometimes care to even admit, that my mind creates a lot of these growing pains as well. That my opinion of who I am, my idealism of, you know, my idealisms that I have in place, who, you know, what my ego thinks is possible for me, the doubts, the insecurities play up. It doesn't seem to matter sometimes how many readings I do for people because and the success and the healing and the wow moments that play out. The connections of spirit and the validation of, you know, of those loved ones on the other side. It doesn't matter how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that I mentor, that I coach, that I help. There are still times when my ego mind begins to beat me up. It plays the not good enough card. And it has me questioning whether or not, you know, I am making a difference, whether or not, you know, I should continue, whether or not, you know, I should just go get a job at Walmart. So for me, I can, as I said, be my own worst enemy. I can at times be my own best friend and at times really create a lot of my own pain, my own suffering, to the point that, as I said, the doubt, the insecurity has me backpedaling. And honestly, my ego has stopped me time and time again from taking some steps forward that I know without a doubt are the steps forward into realizing my dreams, into making manifest the things that I have been praying and asking for, and also the manifestation of that deeper, you know, soul purpose. And it's like I can feel it energetically. I know it's about to birth and it's about to take form. But no, that ego shows up. It talks me out of it. It pulls me back. It beats me up internally in a way, and it can spiral me into the gloom and doom and something bad's going to happen. Now, you would think because of all of the shows I do, all the speaking and talking and the work that I do with so many of you that tune in and listen, that this I would be over this already. Well, guess what? I'm not. And why is that? Because just like you, I'm very, very human. And I believe in honoring that human part of us. I believe in honoring that human part of me, that sometimes, just like you, you know, it's a struggle. Just like you, it's difficult to speak my truths. Just like you, it's difficult to stand for what I believe in and what I know is right or just. And just like you, I questioned my purpose time and time again. And so because of that, especially over this last year, there's been a lot of backpedaling. There has been a lot of conversations within this Gemini mind of mine that have, you know, made things probably a lot more difficult than what they needed to be. But the beautiful thing is, I'm very aware of the fact that that happens. I understand why it's playing out. I love my ego. I love that part of me that makes me so human and makes me real, because with it, you know, it gives me the privilege of, you know, recognizing that aspect in other people, to see that very human nature that shows up and to love them anyway. And that very human nature that shows up is a way, you know, for me to love myself more as well. So that really becomes the key. I think that becomes one of the foundational things when we look at all of the suffering that's playing out, all the challenges that come up, are opportunities that the universe is bringing forward for all of us to love ourselves more. Matt Kahn, you know, says, love the one who is enduring. And that's it. Love that one who is in pain. Love the one who is suffering. Love the one who, you know, the one being you. Love yourself for everything that you've endured, all of your challenges, all of the difficulties, opportunities to love ourselves more and not less. And that's what it has been for me this year, to take a look at not only the mind, being able to love myself more for my insecurities, love myself more because of being very human, love myself more because of the fact that, you know, my body and I go into resistance of each other sometimes, to love myself more for, you know, what I've, the mistakes I've made, the love myself more because I haven't allowed myself to take those necessary steps forward. Whatever it is, life reveals purpose, and life brings forward to us by this grace of the law of attraction, opportunities and situations within our realities, opportunities, as I said, to grow in wisdom, to find clarity and deeper perspective, but opportunities with all of that to love ourselves more and not less. Okay. All right. So again, throwing out that number to you. Do you have your pen and paper? I want you to write this down. I want to invite you to call. Let this be your Christmas present that you give to yourself. Let our conversation be a gift to you. I would love to give you that gift. So the phone number is 248-809-3475. So let that be something for you, you know, let's do that, right? Let's play a little bit here. Okay. So I want to go back into, you know, some of the things that can play out for us. And I'm going to do more of that after the commercial break. I'm going to share with you some of the five most common challenges or growing pains that we have on this spiritual journey. And the reason I'm sharing this is, one, to let you know you're not alone. Two, so that you can understand yourself better. And three, to give you some tools and some help and some resources in which, you know, you can move forward and, you know, evolve and grow and really embrace this very human part of you, but so that you can step up in your own life with and on purpose. So, you know, I think, you know, more than anything, that we kind of take a look at and get into a place of comparison. I know I certainly have, where I compare myself to what other people are doing, how someone else's spiritual journey is going, what advances, what contribution, what the things are in terms of how other people are showing up in the world. And what it can do very often is, again, diminish how I feel within my own self. We have a tendency as humans to get into that state of comparison. Stop for a moment and take a look in your own life. You know, who are you comparing yourself to? What are you comparing yourself to? Because that is, again, that aspect of the ego mind that begins to get us to halt and stop. It's that part of us, that very human part of us, that plays on that not good enough, that very human part of us that creates that halt and stop. And I know for me this past year, I have been doing a lot of comparison. Now, some of the comparison has also been inspiring for me. I take a look at, you know, what is playing out in the world for other people. I take a look at and realize that through them, that I'm seeing some of my own potentials. It isn't about the comparison as if the not good enough, but using the comparison or the awareness of what we are seeing to begin to recognize that there is a part of us showing up in them, that in observing and watching, that they are shining in this opportunity for you and for I to know ourselves better, for you and I to know our potential, but for you and I to know our greater purpose. So I want you to think about that over the commercial break. I want you to get ready to call me, and we're going to talk about all of the pain, all of the struggles, and how you can move forward on this beautiful spiritual journey from where you are to where you want to be. Be back with you shortly.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
All its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to help end poverty.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
We are moving through the growing pains here today on the show, the growing pains of our spiritual journey. As I said to you earlier, you know, we're not alone in this. And that's really, I think, one of the biggest conversations or one of the messages that I want to share with you today. But it's also one of the number one things that can be that growing pain for us as we are moving forward. Loneliness is almost like a natural byproduct of, you know, of our spiritual growth. Our relationships, you know, I mean, our relationships change, our jobs, our lifestyle begin to change. And so what happens within that is our ability to confide in the things that and the people that we used to confide in begins to change. And so it becomes very internal. It becomes, you know, difficult sometimes to be able to find people that are on the same path, those that are going to be supportive and not, you know, get into the ego-based, you know, jealousies of what's playing out. It can be, as I said, you know, sometimes that loneliness, you know, is because there's competition. You know, you might even begin to notice or have the feeling as if you have less friends than ever. And I'll tell you that that's natural. That is natural for it to happen, that the universe will, you know, begins to set up a new framework for all of us that is going to support our new lifestyle. And within that, in our efforts to create something more or better for our lives, as the universe begins to meet us within that, everything and whatever it is that was unserving to us prior to the stepping on our path begins to fall away. Now, this can be very painful. This, you know, this is this state of loneliness that can take place can feel very isolating. Part of it, you know, is to look at, you know, getting comfortable with being alone, getting comfortable with our own self. Because if we can't be comfortable with our own selves, if we can't fully accept, you know, these changes that are playing out for us, you know, how can we kind of expect other people to? But this being alone is not necessarily a bad thing. Being alone can be a privilege. It's an opportunity, again, for us to take a look at, you know, what maybe needs to be healed within us or to take action, you know, in making that happen. The good news is that, you know, as friendships, you know, fall away, which I'm going to talk about, which is kind of the one of the big ones, but the state of loneliness that we feel, that there are ways of that we can get comfortable in being on our own. And, you know, part of that, I go back to it time and time again, you know, start practicing meditation, take a yoga class, whatever it is, that will help you to deal with, a sense of, you know, a sense of loss, so to speak, as you've been pursuing your path. Spiritual self, you know, the spiritual life is so fulfilling. It's such an enlightening experience. There are so many aha moments that take place. But through those changes, they can be challenging even for us to adjust to. And not everyone will experience all of the same things. And some things will apply to you and some won't. But it's important to be patient with the universe, to stay in integrity with who you are, and allow everything else to be taken care of. Now, loneliness, as I said, is a byproduct. So we can choose to stay in that state of loneliness, or we begin to seek out new friendships. We begin, as I said, taking a yoga class, going on a meditation retreat, finding a circle of people who are more in alignment with the things that we believe and what we value, and which, you know, even though our paths may be a little bit different, that we're kind of on the same playing field. And so loneliness, you know, in that can be a choice. I actually sat last night, and I'll tell you this, I was moping and feeling sorry for myself last night. I was in a state of loneliness I had facilitated and I had gathered together my SheScape retreat participants last night. And we spent an hour and a half together of laughing, you know, being in circle, talking about our life, our aspirations, the great things that have played out since we got home, you know, what some of those challenges were, some of the commonalities of some of the things that we were all going through. And after I was done and just loved spending this time with everybody, I went into a real poor me kind of state of place. I began to feel really lonely, and I allowed myself to, you know, to create a massive story about how alone I was and I didn't, you know where I was going and what was going to happen. And again, remember, I talked about how my mind can create stories and scenarios and create this pain. And so I did have pain. You know, I did cry. And then I consciously said, you know, Bonnie, what are you doing? You've just had this amazing, blessed time with all these wonderful women. They've reignited something within you. And instead of spiraling down, you know, this path of loneliness and poor me, you know, use this alone time to benefit you. Use this alone time to fulfill you. And so in that, the conscious choice that I had in that moment was, you know what? I pulled out my cards. I took time to meditate. I went and had, you know, I put some music on and I just, you know, indulged in being alone. And in that was able to pull myself out of that, you know, spiraling state of loneliness into being in a place where I could then increase the quality of my life, but also, you know, help me to feel better. It was one of the ways that I recognized that, you know what, I've been asking for more for my life. I've been looking for more. I've been growing and evolving within my own spiritual journey, and I need to meet the universe. I need to meet the universe halfway here, and I can choose to get into the positivity and the optimism, or I can play my negativity card. And so that, again, conscious choice, my friends, a conscious choice to do something in the moment to not allow myself to get into the funk of what, you know, that these growing pains can be. Now, I mentioned it earlier, and one of the second things that plays up for so many people is the loss of friends. And it happens. It's like we step onto path and suddenly, you know, sometimes our closest friends don't even understand what we're doing. And it can be especially traumatic, you know, in those cases, as we become more spiritually connected and we begin to change, and not change as if there's something bad or wrong or broken about us, but changes that begin to fulfill us, changes that begin to honor our who we are, to help us, you know, in realization of our deeper place or our deeper purpose here on earth. And so those changes can happen very rapidly. And sometimes our friends, it's like they don't even know us anymore. And we honestly can't relate to them anymore. And it's sometimes friends will turn on us. They will distance themselves from us. They might even bully, you know, they might have all kinds of things to say about it. You know, beforehand, maybe you were willing to put up with it. You know, maybe gossiping and complaining and competing and, you know, the drama of everything is what brought you together. It's what made you such great, you know, great partners in this life. But as you grow spiritually, the topics that you used to discuss with your friends have no meaning. There's no value there. And you begin looking for people or conversations and, you know, where you're spending your time and who you're spending your time with in a way that where you can be more true to who you are. Now, unfortunately, when these differences take place, when, you know, your friends begin to think you're crazy for what you're doing. I know there was certainly a massive amount of people who fell away from my life the moment that I revealed and spoke truthfully about being a medium. But there were a lot of people who could not accept that, you know, there were a lot of people, not only friends, but within my family who ran the other direction, who distanced themselves, who basically pulled the plug on maybe 20 years that we had spent or 30 or 40 years that we had been together. But, you know, there was grief there. Now, we have to recognize that even though our differences and our perspectives can sometimes rip apart those friendships and those relationships, we do have to be true to who we are. And that, you know, we don't have the power to convert anyone. We don't have to convince them. We don't have to try to make them understand. All we can really do is to be genuine, is to be sincere, and to open our hearts and allow the universe to connect us with people who are more in alignment with where we are now, more in alignment with our new vibration, more in alignment with our new beliefs, more in alignment with our practices. And that's beautiful how it works, because when we ask, we shall receive. And I know that for every one friend that fell away in their, you know, in this change and shift that took place, that I've had 10 more that come up, 10 more who come in, that friendships continue to grow and evolve. Now, even when you first start your spiritual journey, know that even as many years into it, there will always be those friends who come and go, that there is something that, you know, we help each other, we support each other, but through our difficulties, our disagreements, through our change of directions, that it is the soul that is guiding. It is the universe's way of answering to the higher calling and directing us as such. So there will always be, you know, friends who fall away. I continue to this day have friends who I thought were friends who, you know, suddenly that they weren't. And it's like, oh, ouch, what happened? There's grief associated there. There's grief within all aspects of the spiritual journey. Whether we lose somebody physically to death, or we lose a job, or, you know, a change in a career. And I mean, that's the other thing that happens. That's one of the, you know, another one of the growing pains that takes place. We change careers. And in that, you know, we begin to recognize that maybe what we've been doing our whole life is no longer a good fit, and that we've spent many years that feel empty. We might feel like we've been actually damaging ourselves. And so for some people, and that was me included, a career change was necessary. It became intentional. It was something that I needed to take, you know, to plan out. However, you know, if there is a mismatch somewhere vibrationally, what happens is you may find yourself suddenly fired. You may find yourself laid off. The spiritual journey, I mean, everything can be a sudden transition, and it can be very painful, right? It's when something is not in vibrational match to us, even our jobs or our career, it's only a matter of time before either you or your employer will make that decision. You know, it's only a matter of the time before the universe will pull the rug out from underneath you. I very recently had done a reading for a client a few months back. And in that reading, her loved ones were coming through and recommending and telling, you know, and sharing with her and guiding that it was time for her to leave her job, that the career that she was in was no longer a healthy environment for her, that she needed to start sending her resume out. She needed to start making, you know, some changes for her life, because in terms of career, she had already made many changes within her life based on her spiritual journey. And it was time for her to kind of pull the plug in this one area of her life that no longer served her. And unfortunately, like many times over and over again, the guidance was not followed. And it was probably about 3 weeks ago that she reached out to me and said, "Well, do you remember how it was that I was told to leave my unhealthy job? I just got fired today." And you see, that's really difficult. There's a lot of pain that comes with that. But it is how the universe works. We step onto the spiritual path that we're, you know, evolving and growing and ascending and making these really phenomenal changes in our life. And with that, everything that no longer serves, including our job, can get pulled from us. And it can be very painful to have such a sudden transition like this. But it is these times where, you know, where faith, you know, is that, okay, there's a reason for this, that perhaps it was what was getting in the way of happiness or fulfillment. And truly, that's what it is. So this is where surrendering to the universe comes into play. And I think every aspect of our spiritual journey becomes an aspect of surrendering. Because, you know, when we can hand it over, when we can let go, let God, when we can, you know, allow the universe to show us the next, you know, the next step, that we will be carried exactly where we need to be spiritually as well as professionally. All right. So where am I at? I think I'm on number four. So something else that plays out, you know what? Misunderstandings in family. Now, I talked about friendships earlier, but, you know, family comes up as well. This came up even within my marriage when I really began to embark professionally in my business, when I really began to make some big changes within my, you know, how I was showing up every day. It became difficult even within my marriage. My husband no longer understood me. He, you know, I was suddenly I was on this spiritual path. And in some ways, you know, it was confusing because my perspective changed. What I like to do changed. And it's almost like this new me that was evolving, it wasn't familiar to him. And it, in some ways, I think it was difficult for him to know how he fit in my life, if he fit in my life anymore. And so it's a common thing that can play out, whether misunderstanding between siblings, between, you know, you and your parents, between you and your spouse, or even you and your kids. It can happen. This new you that is emerging, you know, as I said, it's not familiar at first to them, but it will become familiar to your loved ones. But it's important to know that, you know, it is your journey, and to stay authentic in that, to take responsibility for the energy that you bring into every conversation, because sometimes you may be accused of being lost. I know I certainly have. You might be accused of, you know, the devil having a hold of you. I certainly have. there can be all kinds of things, you know, and our families love us. They only want the best for us, even though it maybe doesn't appear that way. So, you know, when I started, like I said, on my own journey, at first, it wasn't necessarily that it was accepted, but I stayed true to it. I took responsibility for the energy, as I said, that we into the conversations, ensuring that I was speaking from love, that I wasn't pushing my beliefs on them, that I wasn't asking them to change. I certainly wasn't asking my husband to give up everything he believed in. There were misunderstandings that took place, you know, there were, I mean, and that in itself can be difficult because we just want to be who we are in the world, no longer to hide or to hold back or to settle. And so as the time went by, you know, family, you know, started to get curious. They started asking more questions. Their minds are much more open to things than what they used to be. They understand who I am now. You know, I don't have to hide who I am, you know, out of fear with my family of what they might think, et cetera. And again, you know, remember, it is your life. It's not theirs. And that we must give permission to each other to be who we are in the world. The moment that we can stop judging other people for the choices that they're making, judging other people for what they're doing or not doing on their spiritual journey, the more that we're going to have that state of acceptance for, you know, for who we are, acceptance for what we do, whether or not somebody agrees with us. Now, finally, and almost at the closing of the show here today, finally, you know what, the fifth thing that happens is, you know what, is being mocked, is being ridiculed by people. I mean, how many of you have gone through that or maybe are going through that? I know it certainly plays out for me that, you know, to this day, I don't get offended or affected by it quite like I used to. I mean, it used to be really painful. In fact, sometimes people's opinions and judgments of me actually stopped me from speaking truth, that their judgment made me, you know, uncomfortable with who I was. And there are many people, you know, we all have this light and dark inside of us. And there's many people who remain in the dark about their true nature. And when we become more spiritually minded, it can cause maybe those that are not really being true to who they are to ridicule us for being different, to be mocked. I mean, I had relatives mocking me, you know, people in my community, whatever. I mean, I could give you all kinds of stories, you know, to be made fun of, to be bullied. And it's just a part of the way, you know, of being in the world, but it's also to recognize that a lot of people in the world are still asleep. And it's so common to have this play out, especially when we're growing spiritually. But recognize, my friends, that someone needs to move forward first. And that even though that they don't understand, and even though they're mocking, and even though they're ridiculing, that somebody has to start the path. Somebody has to clear the way. Somebody has to be strong enough to say, I am going to, you know, follow my heart. I'm going to do as I feel I'm being called to do. And that it gives permission, right? We begin, the moment we give ourselves permission to be who we are in the world, we give permission to everyone else. And before you know it, those same people who might have been mocking and who might be making fun of you may also be your followers, may be the people that you begin to teach or help or counsel. So You know, you think about back through thousands of years, you think about, you know, going back through even the times of Jesus, you know, he was mocked, he was ridiculed for what he believed, and yet he did it anyway. And so use that as inspiration, because the judgment that you may feel from being outed might be uncomfortable initially, but you know what? I would much rather be on the outside than trying to fit in, because it's on the outside where I recognize that, you know, that puts us into greater purpose, that perhaps you waking up and starting this within your own life is because you are a leader in your community. And so, you know, here again, you know, when we can realize as we become more comfortable with our differences, we begin to project that comfort into the world. And as we do that, we actually receive less judgment. And as a result, you know, we're much more confident within our own self. But, you know, don't, if you can, you know, not allow the opinions, the judgments, the shortcomings, and the fear of other people to get in the way of you truly stepping into purpose and into who you are in this life. Stay authentic, sincere, do it with integrity. You know, people will make fun of you regardless. You know, there will be people who won't like you. I mean, that's one of the things for me that was all, you know, difficult, because I always tried so hard to make people like me. It's not my job. It's not your job to make anyone like you. What it is, my job was that I needed to like myself. I needed to, you know, turn some of those judgments into opportunities where I begin to realize my strengths. Instead of the universe sending me experiences which hit and point out my weaknesses, that when I became more accepting and loving of my own self, that suddenly there were experiences and people that began coming into, you know, my world that began to further support, you know, my journey, further support my path. And so I want you to know that, you know, for you, for me, that even though these things can be difficult and challenging and painful, that through it, you know, we become who we were, you know, made to be. We become more loving, more kind. That sometimes through the experiences of pain that we have is an opportunity for us to learn what unconditional love is. That when we can recognize the fact of our differences, that we in some way, you know, not only unconditional love, but that we begin to grow in compassion. We begin to have compassion for the human condition. We begin to have compassion for people's struggles. We can have compassion for those who are still maybe asleep and not really being true to their own divine nature. So my sweet friends, I want you to know that you're not alone. And in this big, beautiful universe, in the midst of all of the spiral of manifestation of all of our life, that everything is falling into place. That no matter what is happening within reality, that seemingly out of nowhere, that just around the bend, that there is something that is coming, that your truth is being revealed, that your renewal of yourself and of your purpose is taking form, and that you're actually closer than what you believe. So hold true to yourself, my friends. Keep doing the work. Keep moving ahead. Focus within yourself. Get clear. Because I'll tell you that, you know what, the future of what is in store for all of us, you know, is about us being of goodwill to ourselves, of being goodwill to others, of being in goodwill with the universe. And everything that is unfolding for your life and in your life right now is coming to you in perfection to help you to grow, to help you to realize your own potential, your own value, your own self-worth. It is opportunity in every way for you to love yourself more and not less. The better your life, you know, in bettering your life, and the better your life will get. So just know that there's no rush here. There's no finish line to our destiny that we need to, you know, be at a certain time and place. It's all within perfection. Relax, my friends. Make this enjoyable. Be kind to yourself and others. And more than anything, I want to wish you a blessed and beautiful day. So on that note, I also want to take this opportunity to reach out over the ethers to send my blessing your way. to bless upon you through this holiday season, all of the love, all of the joy, all of the health and prosperity in which you have been looking to create, all that you have been wanting and desiring to be, do, and have, that I'm holding that for you, that I am opening up and asking, as you are asking, for that to be blessed upon your life, that may you know within the glory of your own self, your path, your purpose, and that you can understand with that clarity and wisdom that you have it now, that you know it and you understand, you know, what makes you different, that you know and understand that it is within those differences that make you who you are, that you can love yourself more because of that. And because of it, you're in the realization of your potentials, of what is possible for you, in where you are being led or being called, and that no matter who you are or what you have been doing, that there's no better time for you to show up as you in this world. And I bless upon you all of the wisdom, all of the perspective, all of the deep knowledge of the heavens in support of you as you move forward. I want to wish you the happiest of holidays. I want to wish you the grandest and most luxurious and beautiful of New Year's. And from my heart to yours, bye for now. Big love, sweet friends. Happy 2018, and I'll talk to you in the new year.